This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. I'd like to tell you, along with Herb Tyler, we're at 3535 Perkins Road at Acme Oyster House. Come on by and visit. Got great food and drink specials. Man, you're surrounded by TVs. You can watch all the games. And, again, if you're not going to LSU, Florida, you can come here and watch that LSU, Florida game right before your very eyes right here at Acme. And we want to thank MAP Construction for being our presenting sponsor each and every week. Herb, I did this last week when LSU played Alabama. But over the last 10 years, LSU, Alabama has produced the most NFL players in a 10-year time span. 163 guys. And you think about that, in 10 years, 163 guys played in that game, went on to play in the National Football League. The number two rivalry game to produce the most players, Ohio State, Michigan, 137. Mm. The number three rivalry game,
LSU, Florida.
LSU, Florida, 134. Man, that's a lot of players. Yes. And think about it, actually, Florida is in the five spot. The Georgia-Florida game has produced 128. Only other rivalry game in between LSU-Florida and Georgia and Florida is Alabama-Auburn with 132. Yeah. Goes to show all the talent that has been out on this field when LSU has played Florida throughout the years.
Well, it's SEC, man. It's talent that's across the board. And it's when you look at just the sheer – understanding of football and what football means to people here in the Southeast region, it's all about football. There's nothing else. It's nothing greater. Where else are you going to get over 100,000 people in the stands in the middle of a Saturday night and rocking the stadium and enjoying every moment of it? I mean, it's just crazy. It's phenomenal. I mean, you think about, you know, from Texas all the way to Florida. You know, how many people on Friday nights are at a football game?
No, it's actually Friday night lights.
That's right. Yeah. That's Friday nights, how many people are at a Friday night football game and enjoying that and loving that and then waiting for those guys that they're seeing on Friday nights to hit Saturday nights at LSU or Florida or Georgia or Alabama or wherever it may be? It's pretty cool. It sends chills through your body, really, when you think about it like that, because the way you broke down those stats were, you know, were per, you know, 10-year period of times, right? and based upon certain schools and rivalries. But all of those kids came from all different kind of states. And 90% of them came from the southeastern region states. And it's awesome to see that. And that just goes to show and tells me that, you know, the greatest football is played down south. I don't care what anybody else says.
I agree with you. The one tradition Florida has, and I think it's as good as any, to start the fourth quarter, Tom Petty's Don't Back Down.
That is.
Man, because, you know, you grew up in a certain era, and like I did, and I heard Tom, you know, man, he was at the heights of it before passed away. But to hear that song in a football setting, man, that if that don't make the hair kind of stand up on you, and, man, you're not breathing. You're really not breathing today.
Yeah, it's a intimidating song for the visiting teams whenever they do pass or play that song, and it's a funny thing. But Florida in Gainesville, they actually have a really great venue, and what they do at that venue, it's top notch. Now it doesn't compare to Tiger Stadium.
I get it.
However, it is really good. It's a great atmosphere to play in. They really love the Gators, and they pour all their heart and soul into that team and that university. And actually, I like the actual field that you play on because it's more of a flat field. A lot of some fields
and you
are really
feel like
strong.
Cats are on top of you.
Yeah, you are definitely on top. They're definitely on top of you. So you've got to be on your game, and you've got to learn how to tune out some craziness that's going on. But I was talking in reference to the way the field is made.
Yeah,
I've been in like Kentucky, and Kentucky has this huge turtleback, as we call it. It's a mound in the middle of the field. It's a crown of the field. And so, like, at the very middle of the 50-yard line, it's probably a good 10 inches higher than it is at, like, the 20-yard line at the on the sideline, if that makes
sense.
Did
that bother you? You're not a 6'2" quarterback. Mm-hmm. Did that bother you when you threw the football?
It depends. It just depends because some of the crown is different than others. And
I was going to say, depends. If it's really turtleback high, to me that would bother me more than the normal surface.
Yeah, it would, but it just depends on the game, too, and the flow and where you
are.
I got you. But, yeah, it can affect you big time, but that's one of the reasons why I like Florida because it wasn't like that. But Kentucky, it was a huge turtleback on it. I did not like that at all. And it wasn't that I couldn't play well, I didn't do well. I just didn't like the way it felt because you had to adjust the way that you threw the ball and released the ball.
We'll be back to finish it up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettay along with Herb Tyler right after this break here on the Big 870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We're finishing up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettay along with Herb Tyler. We're at 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge at Acme Oyster House. Come on by. They got great food and drink specials. You can watch all the games here. Certainly watch the LSU-Florida game if you're not going to the game. Great hospitality here. Jason and his crew do a fantastic job. And also got tremendous food, drink specials.
Yes.
And again, we want to thank MAP Construction, always a big part of what we do here on Saturday afternoon. Herb, looking at it, what are the keys for victory tonight for the Tigers?
Defense, defense, defense.
Good luck. How far are you looking?
What I think it is kind of redemption from last week, right? So, the defense has to play well tonight in order for them to be successful. And they just need to take it one play at a time and do their job and fly around the football, cause a little chaos, cause some havoc, blow the offensive line up when it's time, try to get some turnovers. Montrell and Etienne, they're going to try to run the ball down your throat, and those are two.
And they're going to run it between the tackles. And you can see that that's what they like to do.
That's what they like to do, but they can, once they get past that initial line of scrimmage, they can make some guys miss. They can run over you. I mean, they're really good, formidable running backs. And so it's going to be a tough task for them to tackle those guys. I will say that. I just think that, trying to cause a little bit of confusion for Graham Mertz is going to be important. Because then, he's not going to throw the ball deep. But then again, you never know, because they may try something different now, because they know what everybody can do on LSU as far as throwing the ball is concerned. But, try to keep everybody in front of you and play well, solid defense. I think that's going to be the first key. I think the second key to me is for the offense to just to put, like we said earlier, put the pedal to the metal. Let's not wait till the third quarter. Let's not linger around and all this other stuff. Let's just try to put up 75 points if you can tonight. and try to get some of those second and third team guys in the game in the fourth quarter if you can, because I think it's important. Now, we had talked about, Josh Williams and Caleb Jackson earlier. But, it wouldn't upset me if you threw Trey Holly in there a couple times. You played him one time this year. I think you got up to two games to play him. Give him a shot against a really good team that's a foe, and let's see what he can do. Because, he flashed some really good speed, some good vision, a nice cut and things of that nature a couple weeks ago. And I thought that was really positive. And I think, let's try some different things. Let's see what's going on when it comes down to that. But I think that the LSU offense getting started early and often scoring points is huge. And the third key is just to try to put last week behind you, but use it as fuel. And then you go forward from there. Because what are you playing for, right? You're playing for pride. You're playing for the LSU-Florida rivalry, if you will. You want to win that game. You're playing for the purple and gold. You're playing to get to a 10-win season also. So you don't want to lose. Any game you lose, you don't get to those 10 wins. So I just think that it's important that, they come out tonight and be ready to play. Just because you don't see a championship in the future doesn't mean you don't have anything to play for. So I think that's important. And hopefully Coach Kelly and the leadership on the team are keeping the guys' heads in the game.
One of the things last week, maybe because the front seven played so bad, but I thought the young kids held up in the secondary.
Yeah.
Because going into the game, I think we both felt a little antsy with all these young pups back there. But I thought they more than I really expected held up pretty well. The front seven was so bad, though, against Alabama. Maybe it skewed what we saw back there in the secondary. But I thought they played with poise. They played with some poise in the secondary.
They played within themselves.
Yeah.
And they didn't try to do too much. And they made the plays that they needed to make. The problem is you got a 215-pound quarterback that's racing like a racehorse coming down at you. You can't stop that. And, ultimately, I believe most of these guys that are playing right now are getting valuable experience. And I think that this can turn into something really good for us in the future. By giving them an opportunity to play now. So next year when they're playing, that they'll have a lot of experience under their belt. They understand what's going on, and maybe something happens with the scheme and things of that nature, and it allows them to become really good. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think the young pups on the defensive backside play really, really well, and they didn't let us down, I can tell you that.
Man, I saw a little bit of Milroe go up against Kentucky, and the game plan was different. They went after Kentucky throwing the football. Mm-hmm. Now, not that Milroe didn't make some yardage running the ball, but it wasn't like last week.
No.
And I thought he threw the football really well against Kentucky. That's maybe the best half of football I've seen Jalen Milroe play other than LSU that from a passing, pure passing standpoint, what he did against Kentucky today early, because they were after him. And he took a big shot early in that game, right to the hip. I think he took a helmet to the hip. And I thought Milroe really played well, throwing the football. But the game plan was totally different than it was against LSU.
Just like anything else, right? The more you do it, the better you get at it. And I think that the game against LSU last week really gave him a lot of boost of confidence.
I agree.
And I think that – and he probably had a really great week of practice. And Kentucky is no LSU. And Kentucky is, you know, they're okay. They're a good middle-of-the-road team. I'm not going to say they're not. But his confidence is through the roof right now. I'm sure he is just – he has himself on a pedestal that is like none other that he's ever seen himself be on before. Because now they have an opportunity to do something special. So if they win out and then they go see Georgia in the SEC championship, it's going to all be because Coach made a decision to go with Milroe 5 weeks ago, and here we go, right? And so I think it's something special, and I really truly think that Miro, you know, has a chance to be really great and a special player, especially I think after this offseason once he learns to pass the ball a little bit.
Doesn't he remind you a little bit of what we saw from Jaden Daniels a year ago?
Yeah.
That I think there's some similarities there where you looked at him more as a guy that could make plays with his feet every once in a while, make a throw downfield. Now he's become a more consistent passer downfield. And where he's effective, man, throwing the deep ball.
Yeah.
Okay, Herb, the difference between you being a good short intermediate guy and a really good deep ball passer, man, there's a lot of mileage between there.
That's right.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of mileage, and it's a lot of timing, and it's a lot of understanding how to put a little touch on the ball. And it's also a lot of having trust in your guys that they're going to get open, because you're not always throwing to them when they're just open. And I think that's the biggest difference in Jaden Daniels from last year to this year is he throws them open.
He is not waiting
for them to get open. Last year, you would see he's just sitting there patting the ball and hoping that somebody can, you know, just gain a 2 or 3 yards of space. But that's not how it happens. That's not how it happens at all, especially on the next level. So I think he's learned to give these guys an opportunity. Plus, he's learned he has the ability, innate ability, to put the ball in places that most quarterbacks can't.
The other thing, too, is the development of Brian Thomas. We saw flashes of it a year ago, and we saw sort of flashes of it early. But then now he's become a really consistent receiver.
Yeah.
So now, okay, I got Malik on one side,
yes,
and I got Brian on the other.
Yes.
You pick your poison, Hoss. Whichever drink you want to sip out of, because you can't double-team both of them. You can't do it.
We were talking about them the other day and how great Malik is and how I guess you can use the words great with Brian Thomas. The crazy part is you got Kyron Lacy.
Hey, Kyron's the third
the rear,
part.
Right? Yeah. And the only reason why he is because he's dropped a few passes.
Yes, I agree.
So he controls that. Man, you got three outstanding receivers that's going to finish this year out. I think it's going to be pretty cool to see Jaden Daniels, if he can stay healthy, to continue to put up the numbers that we're putting up. And I think that's why you try to include Kyron Lacy in that.
The other thing, too, is to give Aaron Anderson some touches. Because, listen, that video of Nick going up to him and saying, had you stayed here, you'd be seeing a lot more playing time. Okay, now you might say, that's just Nick sticking it to him. But he might have been right
if you look at
that receiving core.
He knows he's right. How many times have you seen Aaron catch the football this year? 3, 4,
and
5?
It's not many.
That's it. And then
not
the only
many.
Other time you see him is on jet sweeps, and that's not – who he is. Give the man some opportunities.
Go back and let him return punts.
Yeah, let him give him a shot.
Give him that shot again. I know he dropped a couple of them, but my thing is, okay, get that out of your system and give another opportunity to Aaron to be that playmaker on special teams, because when you brought him in, that was a big reason why. We saw what he had done at Edna Carr.
Yeah, so we got to see. We got to give him opportunities. But you won't know until you give him the chance, right?
And
that's on the offense and special team side of it. So I'm looking forward to that, too. I'm hoping that they will give him an opportunity to play more, run some routes, get the ball in his hands. He's the dynamic player.
Thanks so much, Herb. Always great to work with you. And that'll be it for our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge. Want to thank again MAP Construction. We're going to throw it now to the LSU Radio Network. Marlon Favorite, Brandon Taylor, Hunt Palmer takes over. Kickoff time, 6:30, right here on the Big 870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,